Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Hey, have you drunk? Come on, put your hands up.
Right, you want some punk rock?
Later.
You want some real punk rock? Real punk rock, okay? Now this is real punk rock.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. That is also 101.9 FM in cable. www.citr.ca on your home computer, which you can download our podcast as well. My name is Aaron. Yes, I have a podcast up now, which some of you may have not known about last Wednesday or Thursday. I was up here for International Women's Day, the 8th, so 2 days ago. Yes, that would be Thursday. And yes, I did a whole show of women's punk and hardcore. And yeah, I had a great response from it and had a bunch of requests, some which I was able to fill. I actually, what you just heard there was a request from the show, a regular listener who wanted to hear something on this show, so I played it for him. That was Chaos UK from the Two Fingers in the Air punk rock release. Came out on a Japanese label in the mid-90s. Ronnie Was a Rebel, and you probably recognize the start of that song, maybe, and also the music. Both those were used in both Generation Annihilation promos that were used on the station, so somebody wanted to hear that. And yes, like I said, it was a great show and had a lot of requests. And if you'd like to make a request in this show or in the upcoming shows of Generation Annihilation, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I got a great show for you today. And we'll have a spotlight of a great act out of the UK. Actually, they were great for the beginning, from 80 to 83. That was their important time. After that, they were kind of went in limbo and got back together very intermittently. The band is called Blitz. And yeah, in case you hadn't heard, Nige Miller from Blitz passed away in February last month. He was crossing the road in Austin, Texas, while a new incarnation of Blitz were on the road. So we're going to get to that in a few sets, but we're going to get to some new punk some new Canadian punk. This would have fit in the Women's Day show quite well. It's by an act out of Edmonton, Alberta, called The Home Records. The name of the release is called Waiting for the End, and the name of the track is called Scumbags Never Die.
I was a young executive for this company. I used to call the old man funny names. Iron Butt. Boner. Once I even called him an asshole.
Down and out! Yeah.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. And yes, we ended that set of Canadian punk and hardcore off with a Step On It from the All School Monster release. We heard a track called Hardcore Discount. This is on Mosh Pit Tragedy Records out of Windsor, Ontario. And I'm thinking Step On It are from Out That Way as well. Under Pressure in the set before that from their latest release on Yellow Dog Records out of Germany, Come Clean. We heard a track called Suspension. Brutal Nights in the set before that. Feast of Shame on Deranged Records. We had a track called So Weak. Deranged Records, now based out of Seashelt in British Columbia. Also on Deranged Records in the set before that, we heard two tracks from Career Suicide from the Attempted Suicide release. We heard a track called Realities and Fan the Flame. Career Suicide from Toronto, Ontario, just like their label mates, Brutal Nights. Whiz Kids in the set before that, 7 inches of banana colored vinyl. Looks really cool. It's like black and yellow, but it's kind of hard to cue up looking at that yellow and black stuff, but I managed to get it queued up. And we heard a track called Gorilla, Whiz Kids. Yes, Whiz Kids from Edmonton. And we started things all off with the Home Records from the Waiting for the End release, Scumbags Will Never Die. And yes, the Home Records are a four-piece girl band from Edmonton. They played here a few times. I got to see them at the Distort Fest, and I also got to see them play with the Vrookers. Both times were really good, and both the Whiz Kids and the Home Records releases are on Unrest Records out of Edmonton. And yes, it's 20 after 12. Got a Blitz spotlight coming up. Not this set, but in the next set. And if there's something you'd like to hear from Blitz, why don't you give me a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. New release right now from the Lower Class Brats. It's on TKO Records, Lower Class Brats Live. This took place at Southgate, California, July 28, 2006. And we're going to hear the Lower Class Brats doing a song called Ultra Violence.
Tonight, right? How you guys doing? It's been a long fucking time. Hey, how about some fucking ultra violence?
For your strong gentlemen, fighting on for the king. Come on down, have a drink on us. A nice warm glass of normal wine.
Brats. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
right, from the Sound City Hooligans, We Live As Boys Should release Spirit of 1984 on Long Shot Music out of New York City. Yes, Sound City Hooligans from Kamloops, British Columbia. Crumb Bums in the set before that, As the Tide Turns, and we heard a track called Fall, the Crumb Bums out of Texas. And before that, we heard from the Lower Class Brats from their Live at the Allen Theater. Or actually, it's called Loud and Out of Tune by the Lower Class Brats. It's a CD and it comes with a DVD too. The DVD is live at the Al Corazon in Seattle, Washington, May 4th, 2005. A few nights later, the Lower Class Brats played here in Vancouver, BC. And yes, as I said, this particular recording took place at the Allen Theater, July 28th, 2006. We heard a track called Ultraviolence, and now we're going to get into this Blitz spotlight that I've planned. So yes, tell you about Blitz. Blitz were one of the, they were probably the biggest band from the northeast of England. They were formed in New Mills, Derbyshire, and they formed out of the ashes of a band called XS Rhythm. And the name Blitz was coined after the Ramones song Blitzkrieg Bop, and the Blitz played their first show ever, supporting Discharge in Bradford in the UK, May 1980. There wasn't a lot of people, but for their next show, there was a lot of people, and Blitz were comprised of two punks, which were Carl on vocals, Nige on guitar, and two skinheads, Mackie on bass and Charlie on drums, and they were the first band to collaborate two punks and two skinheads, which gave a big universal following. Nige from Blitz passed away February 10th in Austin, Texas. They basically, the good music from Blitz came out between 1980 to 1983, and Blitz recently got back together with Nige, just the original member, touring with a whole different band. This was on his second U.S. tour, which he passed away, second ever U.S. tour. Blitz never toured the U.S. back in the day, so yes, we're going to start things off with the first Blitz ever single, All Out Attack, and it was released for the No Future Records label. First ever released by No Future Records out of the UK. Came out in 1981, and only 1,000 got pressed, and it sold so well, 25,000 later got pressed, and went to sell really big, even more copies than that. So we're going to hear the title track from the All Out Attack release. It's called Someone's Gonna Die Tonight. We'll be right back. From the Carry On Oi release on Secret Records, we heard a track called Youth, and that's going back to 1981. And yes, from Blitz, and we are doing a Blitz spotlight right now as we speak. And yes, the Carry On Oi compilation featured a bunch of other good bands that were around at the time: Peter and the Test Tube Babies, and the Partisans, and the Ejected, and bands like that. And we started things all off with All Out Attack, the track called Someone's Gonna Die Tonight. No Future Records, going back to 1981. And yes, that was a big-selling 7-inch. Influenced a lot of people. That song was later covered by Rancid in the mid-90s on a 7-inch called Radio. And Blitz have been covered by a lot of people. There was a compilation that came out a few years back called Voice of a Generation, a tribute to Blitz, which featured a whole bunch of covers of Blitz. So now we're going to hear the second single ever from Blitz. This is the Never Surrender single. Came out on No Future Records in 1982, and it scored number two in the indie charts for a while. And yes, here we go. Here's a track, the title track. It's called Never Surrender. We'll be right back. All right. From the Total Noise EP featuring Blitz, The Business, The Gonads, and Gen Generation, we heard from Blitz in this Blitz spotlight that we're doing at the moment. Voice of a Generation was the name of the track, and that was the that song appeared on the Voice of a Generation LP, which we're going to hear in a second. But we also heard a track from the Never Surrender 7-inch, two songs. The B song was called Razors in the Night, another great track. And yes, this was their second single, and Sounds Records at the time said it sounds like an unholy mirage of stiff little fingers and early rejects. And great 7-inch, and the single spent 5 months in the indie charts, but it was kept from the top indie spot by Depeche Mode's See You. So yes, like I said, we're going to hear a track off the Voice of a Generation record. This track was originally done by Lou Reed, but here it is, redone by Blitz. It's a track called Vicious.
You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, and we just heard from the Voice of a Generation release, came out on No Future Records. The name of the track was called Vicious, and we're going to next, in this set of Blitz material, we're going to hear the final recording for No Future Records in 1982. We're going to hear a title track called, of the 7-inch of the same name, called Warriors.
The sun is setting on the day's light. We walk over this wasteland of hate.
Well, that does that. Yes, that was Blitz from the, what was the name of that? The New Age 7-inch started skipping there. Yeah, that one came out on Future Records, which is what No Future had turned into at that time. And yeah, it was the first release to not feature Mackie on bass. He got replaced by a guy named Tim Harris. And yeah, that's, like I said, that showed them changing their sound a little bit. And yeah, they after that, they started, two of the members went and started playing Blitz, but as a real sort of Joy Division type thing. It wasn't Blitz's at all. And the other two members went and did a project called Rose of Victory, who we're going to hear next. But also in that set, we heard the title track from the Warriors EP, which is the last one to feature Mackie on bass. And yes, like I said, the New Age, the song New Age was also featured on the UKDK film, which was a huge documentary, probably the biggest documentary of the UK 82 scene. You can still see it quite easily. It's around, it's available. But yes, we're going to hear the act that Blitz became. Two parts, like I said, went to form a Joy Division sounding band, which nobody liked, at least nobody in the punk scene, and they broke up shortly after, so it just goes to show you that not many people liked them. But yes, Nige, along with Mackie, who had just rejoined him, went and formed this band called Rose of Victory.
City, oh.
right, from the last ever studio recording from Blitz. If you even want to call it Blitz, it was their guitar player, Nige, with a singer and a drum machine. And that was, like I said, going back to 1989. He attempted to get the band back together for the Killing Dream release, and that track was off their Walk Away. And yes, they toured the States and they toured Europe, and the album did sell well, but people, when they saw them play it, they just said, hey, it's not Blitz. And before that, we heard from Rose of Victory, a very short-lived incarnation of Blitz, with Nige and Mackie from Blitz, in Stockport Studios, doing a cover of Suffragette City, which is, of course, a David Bowie or Bowie song. Do you pronounce it Bowie or Bowie, Gerald?
Depends on what side of the Atlantic you're from.
Okay. Which side? Oh, okay, we'll say... it's UK. If you're in the UK, you'd say Bowie, right? Or Bowie?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, well, okay, you know what? You flip a coin.
Okay. So, yes, that concludes the spotlight on Blitz. And, yes, rest in peace, Nige Miller, who passed away February 10th while crossing the road, while on tour once again with Blitz. With an entirely different lineup. I don't think you'll ever see any incarnation of Blitz again because the other members were not into it at all. So, yes, we're going to talk about a few shows going on tonight at the Cobalt. We got Mega Babe, Duval Star, Cobweb Society, and the Piss Ups. And over at the Lamplighter, we got the CITR Spring Bash with Midnight Dragon, Junior Major, and Circus in Flames. March 22nd, a cool show in Seattle. We got The Exploited from Scotland, along with Final Conflict. They'll be playing with the Phantom Rockers, Resilience, The Ghouls, and So Unloved. Good show to check out. May 31st here, this is to be announced, and I hope it happens, because they've never been to this side of Canada before. All the way from the UK, we got Conflict. April 4th at the Red Room, we got No Means No, Married to Music, and the Jolts. April 14th at Pat's Pub, we got the Clorox Girls, the Transmitters, and the Red Uns. April 16th at the Commodore, we got Social Distortion, the Black Halos, and I Hate Kate. I'm going to be at the Heaven and Hell show tomorrow. I know a lot of people will be at the Zombie show. I don't know. I don't know. Should I tell everybody what you just said to me, Gerald?
No.
Okay. Where are you going to be? You're wearing a Sabbath shirt. Are you going to be at the Zombies, or are you going to be at Heaven and Hell?
I don't know. I'll probably be at the Heaven and Hell.
Right.
But you never know.
But you'd like to see the Zombies, right?
Big time.
60s psychedelic garage act. So, yes, we're going to leave you with a Zombies track, although it's not done by the Zombies. This is UK Subs doing a version of one of their songs called She's Not There. Check us out online. Check out our playlists at www.streetpunkradio.com. Check out our podcast at www.citr.ca. And stay tuned for Power Chord up next. This is UK Subs doing She's Not There by the Zombies.
On CITR, and it's Gerald Rattlehead. I guess the day before the Heaven and Hell show, and the first date of the tour. So they're really busy, I'm thinking. So, you know, I tried getting an interview, but might have to happen when they hit Seattle, I'm thinking. Pretty good chance. Pretty good chance I'll get them when they hit Seattle. So, and, oh, what was that? A lot of, oh, right. Okay. Anyway, on today's show, I guess playing a lot of Sabbath stuff, the Dio era, since that's what the Heaven and Hell thing's all about. More of that Live Camp Beyond CD I got a hold of. More off the Budgie If I Were Britannia I'd Wave the Rules remaster. We got a couple of Blue Oyster Cult reissues, remastered. I guess Spectres and Some Enchanted Evening, that live album, even though it's not my favorite Blue Oyster Cult live album. On Your Feet or On Your Knees just kicks the shit out of that, no problem. But, you know, I guess at that point they're getting kind of, you know, a little bit commercial sounding and, yeah, not as heavy as they were in the early days. But still, nonetheless, not bad. And, what else we got? More of that Xentrix, For Whose Advantage. Let's see. I guess play the other bands that are on the Heaven and Hell bill, Down and Megadeth. And some new stuff like Vision Divine, Slavier, Machine Men, stuff like that. Let's see. What else we got? Disarmonia Mundi. Brand new Chimera. It's weird. They're on like Fair Records now, like in the U.S. or North America. I think they're on Nuclear Blast everywhere else. I'm going, that's strange. But yeah, I guess last time they came through, they just got chopped off from Roadrunner, so they're telling them to F off. I guess I'd do the same thing if you got chopped off from a label. More of that Jaguar live in Holland 82. I guess more of that Sabbat History of a Time to Come remastered. More Live Creator. Let's see what else we got. And Destruction. I guess re-recorded tracks off the album Thrash Anthems. Very good indeed. And where the hell are we here? Yeah, starting off with. I guess they'll be playing this live. There's no doubt about it. If they don't, there's something wrong, I'm thinking. So this is going back to 1982 from the Live Evil release. And it was from the Mob Rules tour. So, yeah, might as well play Black Sabbath Mob Rules live. So give me a call, 822-24.